I like never told that story actually, but I totally like that totally happened to me.
That's
it was
crazy.
Super creepy too, very creepy.
Ew. Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of the Comment Section Show, starring me, that bitch Drew. Today on the show we have one of my favorite people on the internet since forever and ever and ever, the beautiful, amazing Manny MUA.
Oh, I'm like. Thank you for having me.
Oh my God, I'm so happy to have you here. I am absolutely shitting myself.
No way.
My panties are soaked.
Oh my God, good.
Looking
mine are
at
too.
You. Oh, perfect.
A we snail came trail.
Matching gems, matching soaked panties.
I'm wearing red lace today.
There you go. Period, honestly. I'm so happy to have you here. Literally, you're one of the OG beauty YouTubers I've always watched.
Oh, well,
forever.
So
it's like an honor and a privilege.
Well, thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
I cannot believe I'm looking at your beautiful, wonderful beat face. Beat the house down boots.
We met before this.
Yeah.
Like just casually, and it was so calm and chill. And I'm like, how you really feel?
I told you, soaked panties. That's how I really feel.
I love it. A waterfall. Flooded her basement.
I'm a fire hydrant, honestly, right now. I can't believe it.
A sprinkler system.
Like, Manny is honestly one of the OG beauty gurus in the game. Mm-hmm. Like, truly.
Dude,
like
8 years going. Like,
that's
2014.
That's crazy. 8 years?
I've been doing it back then since before, like, you know, bearded boys on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, beauty people were even doing it like that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't believe that it's like so full circle for me right now. That Aww. Now I'm sitting here with you. It's so amazing.
That's so cute. I love that.
All right. Love that for us. Sorry for jerking.
I got your nail.
All right. I'm like, I'm done jerking you off for now.
Okay. You're but edging me.
Honestly.
I feel edged.
This is like the perfect topic to talk about with you today too. Mm-hmm. So today we're going to be talking about toxic masculinity with Manny.
I know
so
it well.
That's what I'm saying. I was literally going to ask, like, what are your initial thoughts when I bring up toxic masculinity?
I mean, honestly, like, my entire journey, like, I feel like started off with literal toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in a very, you know, and I'm a Latino, so I grew up in a Latino household, very machismo vibes.
Yeah.
And so for me, it was very, like, you know, don't ask, don't tell about me being gay. And like, you know, very much like you're a boy, you have to play with boy things, you have to play sports, that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, me being who I am today, you know, gay and beauty guru and all this kind of thing, it was so opposite of what I grew up with.
Yeah.
So it's really was, I was swimming the battle upstream. I also grew up Mormon. So like that was another extra check on my
literally.
List. I said, baby, I am a little salmon swimming upstream. Bears are out here.
Literally, you're like, does anybody else want to
does anyone
today?
Else want to like ruin my day?
Yeah.
Like I'm talking like literally, I would be full beat, full glam, jump out of my window to go to work at Sephora because my parents only thought I worked at JCPenney.
Yeah.
But I
you're
worked
like,
at Sephora.
So you're technically I'm not lying.
No, I'm not lying.
Sephora
and say
JCPenney.
Exactly. I was like, yeah, I'm getting checks from JCPenney.
Yeah.
So then I would literally be jumping out the window and then I'd be coming back home in my car. I would be taking off all my makeup before I get in the house. I'm like,
sup,
just working shoes today.
You're like,
yeah,
I sold
some
so many manly shoes.
Dude, they're so cool.
So many boxers.
Some sick, yeah.
So many.
No
Supreme,
briefs here.
Yeah. Supreme belts.
Nike.
What else do men wear?
I don't
Joggers,
know. What else do men wear?
I'm like,
sweats?
Tube socks, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what was like, what would you say was your transition to like kind of accepting more of your feminine side and kind of releasing the toxicity?
You know, for me, I think it was about like more inner strength and inner journey because I really did feel at the time when I was in my early 20s, late teens, like I really didn't have anyone, you know, because I had my family, I had like the support of everyone, but I didn't have like them in that way that I felt like they were going to support every piece of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it was more so about like having to self-soothe and like be okay with myself.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to do this for me.
Yeah.
And I want to go on this journey myself. And it's like not about pleasing everyone because I was a very much a people pleaser kind of kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got straight A's. You know, I played sports, I played football, I played, like, I did all those kind of things that it was, like, the classic, like, man should be doing.
Yeah.
But I feel like the reason I did that is because I was hiding the fact that I was gay this whole time, so I was, like, good at everything.
Yeah.
But
so you're,
to
like,
make up.
Overachieving.
Yes, I was overachieving, because I'm like, okay, I'm going to make up for the fact that I'm gay. And so when if they find out I'm gay, then I'm like, oh, but, like, look how great he is.
Aww.
You know? So I feel like that was kind of my like struggle for a long time, and it wasn't until I got into really going into college and like making friends, gay friends. I didn't have gay friends growing up.
Yeah.
You know, I was in this little bubble.
Yeah.
I was in this little tiny little bubble for a long time.
Yeah.
So kind of meeting them and like, you know, friends of mine expressing who they were authentically made me want to express myself authentically. So
oh,
I finally
I
was just like, I'm going to rebel.
And then you became a big fat slut.
Yes. No, literally. I got a tongue piercing.
That beautiful journey turned into you being a
big whore. It turned into me being a hoe.
Yeah.
And I was hoeing.
Rightfully so.
I honestly, as I should.
It's a rite of passage.
Like, I think so too, especially in like early 20s.
Yeah,
like,
college.
I would have a bitch. I was working and I was like a waiter. And after my shift, I'd go out to the club and I'd be like walking around and be like, do you want to make out? Like with a random stranger.
You're one of those.
You're
one of those.
No longer. One of those. I'd be like, let's make out. And then we would. Like, I didn't care back then because I was just like very like, well, I lived my life so sheltered, so I'm not going to do it this
time. For so long. So you're like, this is my time to shine.
I literally went from like this outlier to this one. I'm like, can we just get in the
one extreme to the other?
Yeah. I went from being a literal hermit to a slut. I'm like, I need to be a little intermediate.
You're like, you know what? Maybe a little work-life balance.
Yeah, just a little.
Just a tiny bit.
A sprinkle?
Yeah.
One of these?
Yeah. Like a tiny, tiny, tiny bit.
A little bit of a sprinkle.
So like you said you already started wearing makeup when you were working at Sephora, obviously.
Yes.
Right? So like, is that like kind of what opened up your journey? What made you want to start becoming a beauty YouTuber?
You know, I actually had to drag a few times. And it was honestly, it wasn't even drag. Let's be honest with ourselves.
No,
it was
kind of what opened your world to it.
But I swore I was like this tiny little petite little thing. Not my 6 foot ass being 200 pounds. Like literally being like, I'm so fishy. I'm so fishy.
You're like, oh my God. They could never tell I'm a man. I pass so well.
I literally was like, I'm passing. Yeah. You could never tell
your
I'm a man.
Your beard is out. You're like, I'm passing so well.
5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah. Like, you're like, oh my God. They can't even tell.
Unclockable.
Right? Unclockable.
When I was a bird. I literally was a brick. I swore. I was convinced. But the thing is, when I did that, it kind of opened me up to this like whole feminine beauty that I just was so I loved it. Like I absolutely loved it. But the thing is, I didn't love, you know, wearing wigs and wearing dresses and heels. Like I didn't like all of that kind of aspect of doing drag in that way. But I was like, but I loved the makeup.
You're kind of like temp gauging it. You're like, okay, I did all of it, and I kind of only like this part.
Yeah, I only like that part. So I'm like, can I just take that portion and run with that? And I was like, if I can do this, but I was like, but I don't really want to shave either. Like, I don't want to do any of that stuff. I just want to like have fun and express myself in an artistic way.
That's
like kind of what makeup became for me.
Yeah, and now you're like on YouTube, and now you're that bitch.
And now I'm that girl.
Period. You know, it's so funny. When you messaged me on TikTok, I was like, okay, period. And I said, Manny Mua, the one and only, started following me.
Stop.
And that's why, like, my sister got me your Life is a Drag palette for my birthday. Yeah, when it first dropped, she got it for me.
Like 2018.
And I still use her.
Baby, she is that girl.
I still use her to this day.
Stop.
I use her to beat my face the house
I
down.
I literally used
boots.
It today.
Did you?
Yes, dude.
I literally
did today.
It's so universal.
It is.
It truly is. And like the pigment is unreal.
Thank you so much.
It makes it so much easier like when I do looks because I'm no beauty guru. Like believe it or not, I actually woke up like this.
I thought that of you.
I literally opened my eyes and I was completely.
And she had a full cut crease.
And then I flew here on a cloud.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Like, and a rhinestone in the hair.
And yeah. And then I came down and I was like, oh my God.
She was like, oh my God.
What are the odds we're matching? And I was like, it was so easy to get ready with.
Me swearing with one stone on each eye. I'm like, I'm euphoria.
Me too. I'm like, I'm living my Maddie Perez fantasy
We swear.
Honestly. Well, I'm so like, I think it's like just so perfectly aligned that we're talking about toxic masculinity because you're kind of like the epitome of someone who's breaking all those barriers because you're someone who's tall, right, and confident and very manly. And then at the same time, you can beat a face down, right? And you wear it so confidently. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm sure you've dealt... I mean, obviously, as creators, we deal with hate all the time. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm sure have you dealt with men, like, kind of dealing with their own internalized toxic masculinity and then, like, projecting it onto you?
Honestly, all the time. Like, I more so in the beginning, like, I would get so... Like 8 years ago, like, online, especially because you wouldn't see a lot of boys doing makeup.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Or if
you
did, it would be more like... female presenting where it'd be like, oh, like almost like drag or things like that.
Yeah.
But because I was like one of the first dudes to be wearing a beard and very obviously presenting as male, having fun with makeup and using it as my artistic outlet.
Yeah.
It was very like, go kill yourself.
Oh,
it was
gosh.
Very like, you're a, can I say FAG here? No, right?
I'm going to say no.
We're going to say no. But, you know, it was very like, go kill yourself. Very like insane, like very homophobic comments. And, you know, I get that a little bit now still. I mean, I think I'll get it for,
ever,
a long time,
probably,
forever, literally.
Yeah.
But it's not nearly as that bad as it once was, which is really, really cool.
And it's almost always like, it's just a projection.
It always is.
It's truly like what the things they hate most about themselves or they wish that they could do, like that you are obviously living your own truth. They wish that they could also embody that. And then they 100%. See you doing it and they get so pissed.
It's like that, like it's like the bully who's like bullying like the gay kid, but it turns out he's like actually in love with him.
Yeah, he's like in the closet.
It's literally that. And yeah. I'm like, stop beating me up. I would sleep with you.
You're
if
like,
you
it's
asked.
Okay. Oh my God. Please.
It's I'm down. I, if you would just fine. Ask me.
Just use your words.
Yes.
You can ask me.
Just ask me.
And you say, and I'm a slut, so it works out.
It would have worked gorgeously.
It
back
works
then.
We mesh perfectly. And literally.
And fit and figuratively.
Physically and physically.
And emotionally and spiritually.
And all of the above.
And mentally.
Perfect. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, on the comment section show, what we do here is we pick several different videos that I've been tagged in. And I always say, I bring them here and I just rip them to shreds.
Oh, I love
like,
that.
Like a phone book and like a strong man. Just right down the middle. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
just tear
like
them and you asshole.
The most masculine man
yes.
ever. The strong man that you're thinking of, that's me. I
just ripping.
Rip it right mm-hmm. down the middle.
I love it. I know you could.
Right? I just do it. I do it for a living now. So, I mean, it works out. Right? So this first video that I want to go over with you, mm-hmm. basically this is, I would assume, like a straight man.
Mm-hmm.
And he's basically talking about how he dresses well. He wears chokers. He gets pedicures. He like does skincare. He has platonic female friends. And then like, because he does all those things, people always ask him if he's gay, right?
So he's doing the bare minimum.
Yeah, so like great. Washing between your cheeks.
Yeah, but it's like, oh, you're gay. If yeah. If you don't have skin marks, you're definitely gay.
Yeah, like he's going to town on that gooch, and people are like, what do you like to kiss boys?
Yeah.
You like to kiss boys in your,
clean your
spare
gooch.
Time?
Clean your gooch.
Yeah, your taint, your gooch, all of it.
All
get
of it.
All up in there.
The whole perineum? If we want to get there, if we want to go there.
Well, if you're going to go down there, you might
clean
as well.
Clean it.
You know what? Spend a couple days down there. You know what I mean? Take the scenic route. You know
you
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's
get
why
there.
I'm like, do you ever see men? Like, I explained this to my boyfriend, who's a straight man, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was telling him how there was like this thing on TikTok where men were making fun of like these aggressively straight, toxic masculinity and trans males.
Yeah.
Were saying like, it's gay to wash between your cheeks. Do you remember that?
I sure do.
And my boyfriend didn't believe me. He was like, there's no way people think that. I was like, I'm telling you.
It's literally so wild
it's
to me.
It's an illness.
It
like,
is. It's unwell.
Can you, being so choked out by like toxic masculinity.
It's like those are the guys that are like, that's so gay.
Yeah.
That's like the epitome of like that kind of man.
Because you washed your hands after you took a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're what are you, gay or something?
I'm not with that gay shit.
Yeah. What are you?
Very that.
He's like, why don't
that.
You just go kiss that guy?
Literally, why don't you just go make out with him?
Yeah, go make out with him then, since you're so gay.
It's crazy. Like, I just feel like it's so wild to like, and honestly, like, what's so bad about asking, if someone's asking, like, are you gay? Like, what's so
there's
bad about that?
It's not.
There's literally
insult.
Nothing wrong with, yeah, like, oh, are you gay? Wrong. Like, oh, no. It's like, oh, but then the whole toxic masculinity kind of comes into the picture
yeah.
there.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, oh, am I not presenting manly enough?
Yeah, exactly.
Am I not being masculine
it's
enough?
It's like a patriarchal thing.
Yes, exactly. It's yeah. like almost like the societal role of like, oh, well, if I'm showing emotions, if I'm,
yeah.
you know, X, Y, and Z kind of things of like, I am therefore not being masculine enough and I am therefore gay.
Yeah.
But it's not, and it has nothing to do with that.
Honestly. And I've made TikToks about this in the past too. I'm like, there's nothing wrong with washing your face. Or brushing your teeth?
Who doesn't do that, though?
Babes, brush that tongue. Go to
please.
Town.
We don't want no cheese tongue.
Yeah, no, seriously. I don't want you to open it and see the yellow pages.
If you have halitosis,
I'm
going to need you to go.
Yeah. You have bigger,
I'm going to need mouthwash.
You have bigger issues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just,
there's worse issues than getting asked if are you gay.
Yeah, and it's just bizarre to me that, like, just basic level human hygiene is considered homosexual.
That is the gag.
That's
the gag of the
and it
century.
Makes me gag on
no,
top
me too,
of that.
Me too. Just and it's like, yo, like, I just don't understand, like, this whole, like, concept of the fact that being clean therefore makes you gay.
I don't know what the parallel is.
I don't either.
The roadmap doesn't exist to me. I can't
the math
draw
the
connection.
Mathin.
It truly isn't. I just think like I have a dad. Obviously, I have a dad, but like my dad's involved in my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a little brother,
mm-hmm.
and like they both like shower all the time, wear deodorant, all that stuff. Like my dad hates like musty ass.
Right.
Like I just like can't. I can't relate.
I can't
like
either.
I can't relate.
I literally cannot.
I just and my boyfriend's the same way. Like he showers, takes care of himself. My boyfriend also has really long hair,
mm-hmm.
so like he has a hair routine that we do.
Yeah.
We share. He has a turby twist. You have a turby
love
twist.
That.
I love a turby twist. But
I love that he's like so comfortable with himself, because I feel like at this point it's literally just it's basic hygiene, but it's like you almost have to be comfortable with yourself and you're comfortable with your own sexuality to be doing basic ass things.
Yeah, and it's just it's wild to me that like some men would be like, not me though. I'm gonna be Pigpen from the Peanuts.
Yeah.
And you can't stop me.
I'm gonna be in a trough and I'm like a pig.
And I'm so straight.
Mm-hmm. Just and so you know, just
and
so you know.
I just love pussy so much because I don't wash my own ass.
Everybody's like,
and then you do that. That's my favorite thing. That's literally them. That's literally them
in a pig trough, like going to town.
Oh my god, it's just it's obscene.
It's honestly
to
sick.
Me.
It's honestly sick.
It truly is. You know, my boyfriend, like the other day, I was looking at my skincare stuff because I have like a morning and night routine, and like my face oil and my moisturizer severely depleted. And I said, "Who's been touching this?" Right. So I ask him, he goes, my face was really dry. And I said, are you dumping like a trough of it on your hand? I said, you use it sparingly. There's a dropper, babes.
Uh-huh.
1 to 2 max. Warm it up. Put it on the face. He's like, oh, I literally was just pouring it on. That's a straight guy.
That's a straight guy.
That's a waste of money.
At least he knows he's like taking care of himself. Like, he's aware.
Yeah. He was like, my skin feels so soft. I'm all, does it?
That's $80.
Yeah.
Are you going to go to Sephora and give me another?
Yeah, I was like, okay, cool. I'll be looking for it then. Mm-hmm. I'll be looking for the refill.
I'm waiting for the receipt.
Yeah. So the comments on this video literally say, like this first one says, toxic masculinity can die, but also answer the question. Well.
Can you answer the question?
Can you?
But again, at the end of the day, like the question is not a huge deal.
It really
is. If someone asks me, are you straight? One, are you delusional? But two, like I would not be offended by someone asking me that.
Yeah.
But that's because classically, straight people are like what's sought after. Like straight is the number one, the go-to.
Yeah, the
and
goal.
Being gay is like you're less than. You're a lesser human if you're gay.
Yeah. So there's nothing wrong with it. Like
right.
I get asked that all the time. Even though I've told people many times, unfortunately, I am so heterosexual for me.
Unfortunately
for me.
You think I would choose to like men?
That's what I'm saying. Let me tell you.
Let's really go there.
No, honestly.
Let me sip some water real quick because I swear to God.
Women are majestic. If I could, I would sweep women up in a heartbeat.
So would I. I genuinely feel like that.
Yeah, genuinely. They smell good. They take care of themselves. They look so beautiful. And
I could glam them.
Right?
Every morning before work. I would be such a good husband or like boyfriend.
Right?
And like I honestly get comments every single day of like, I wish you were straight. I wish you were straight. Like very like, I would totally date you if I was straight. And I'm like, where are the men saying that to me?
Yeah.
Nowhere.
This is really one-sided.
Literally nowhere. I mean, I'll literally get nudes in my DMs and I'm like, what am I going to do with that?
And you're all safe.
What am I going to do with your hole?
You're all, what am I going to do with that? Save. Anyways. Screenshot. Anyways, that's besides the point,
but like don't send me nudes. Or do. I don't send nudes, I just get them.
Period, honestly.
I just
like a true slut.
No, literally. Literally, I don't send them.
You just receive them.
I just get them.
Yeah, there you go. This next comment says, chokers are sus, everything else is cool. A necklace?
Oh, choker, like the
like a choke.
Oh my god, not me being like choker. Dead ass.
That's
I was
the
like
slut.
That. I think that's the bad part of my brain. That's the part I've been trying to oppress.
There you go.
Get back. Go. We are born again.
She's for right.
Yeah, born again.
Right. Mm-hmm. Bathed in his blood. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. His third eye. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't.
Choker. Like what? Like that's just a fashion statement.
That's what I'm saying. Like fashion is like again an artistic expression.
It's expression. That's all it is. It's like I just don't understand like why anyone has to be a certain type of way sexually to express themselves in whatever way they want to.
Yeah. Well, and like if you think like of the most like aggressively straight dude that says shit like that, what do they wear? You know what I mean?
What,
they
like wear gym like shorts.
Yeah, they wear like
a hoodie.
They wear tube socks and Vans to the beach. You think I'm gonna take advice from
they'll
that?
They'll run
dude?
Into the water with Vans.
No,
on.
Seriously, they like they swim in a big T-shirt.
It's because they don't want to show their toes because that's gay.
Because they don't
and
take care of the toes.
And they're yellow
because they're talons.
Yeah, no, they are literally cliff hanging like
giving,
this.
It's giving me eagle.
It's giving me
bald
T-Rex.
Eagle. It's giving me velociraptor.
It's giving you know what climbing I mean? The tree
it's,
with your teeth with
yeah,
your toes.
Literally like that hanging upside down.
Yes.
Literally
curled like a horn of a goat.
Dude, what's what's a mountain goat?
A mountain goat. Yeah.
A ram.
Uh-huh.
What's more disgusting? I can't think of anything.
I honestly don't know. I can't even tell if, like, I would prefer the shoes or bare feet on that one. I don't know.
Honestly, at that, if the toes are looking like that, sleep with your shoes on. Sew them to your feet.
I would like them to be.
I want them soldered. I want them to be soldered on, like a Bratz doll where you take them off. It's just a peg.
Yes, that's what I completely agree.
I don't want to see the feet.
You don't have feet
unless they're in shoes. I want you to take them off like a Lego. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I want to.
No, seriously.
I completely agree. It's just like, but I think that's why they're doing it, is because they're like insecure about their feet, because they don't take care of themselves, because they think it's gay.
Yeah.
It's like this like never ending cycle. It's just,
it constantly leads back to the same start point. Well, just like the men who dress, they dress like, I don't even know, just the world's worst Applebee's customers.
Oh my God. Yes.
That's how they'd be dressing. They just show, like the dudes who stay way too late don't tip.
Oh, those types of that will literally dine and dash.
Yeah, you were a server. Dine and dash.
Yes.
I was a server too.
I've been dine and dash before.
Have you really?
Yes. And I literally, I had to pay for half the meal. My manager was like,
they made you pay for it?
They made me pay for it.
Why?
It was like a mom and pop place. And I remember being like devastated because I'm like, I was so good. I was like, I was a good waiter.
Yeah, me too.
I was like fire. I was like very, I would keep track of everything. I was really, really good.
Yeah.
And then one table just left me. It was like a four top. Left me on like, and during like a brunch time.
Oh my God. Like, so like,
and
peak
I
hour.
Ran outside, like literally ran with the quickness.
Oh
like
my
Sonic.
God.
Was like searching, couldn't find him.
I was a server for like 3 months in college.
Oh.
That is one of the hardest jobs I've ever had. Like I truly I give it up to like food service industry.
The multitasking?
People. Just like the people dealing pleasing? With people. Like people like go out with the intention of being awful. Why?
Which is crazy.
They go out in a bad mood. They're like, you know what I'm going to do? Go to a restaurant.
I'm going to sit on the waiter.
I'm going to make this waitress. It's going to be their problem now that I'm having a bad day.
Honestly, any sign of like, so like if I'm like on a date or something and like they're being weird with the waiter, I'm like, this is the first day and only date we'll ever be on.
Same.
Like that is a one clear sign of like you're a psychopath. And you're mean to your
if you're like rude for no reason.
For no reason. I'm you're unwell. You're unhinged.
Yeah. And
it's fine.
I worked in a restaurant that was like on the higher end a little bit. Mm-hmm. So like I got tipped out really well. But was it worth it? I don't know. I truly don't. It's backbreaking work.
I know.
They don't get
paid
enough. Just like teachers. I think like teachers and waiters need to get paid way more.
They deserve so much more.
Oh my God.
They really, really do.
They need a medal of honor is what they need. Because people are truly awful.
People have been like snapped at me and to like pick up their thing. Because I was waiting for 2 years. And so I've had like experiences. And they're like.
Yeah.
And I'm like. Did this bitch just snap at me? Like, snapping their fingers at me, like, as if I'm a literal...
Like a butler?
Slave.
That's
like... I'm like, what the hell? And so my manager went up to them and was like, don't snap at my waiters.
Yeah.
That was really sweet. So I'm
well,
like,
that's
oh my God,
nice.
Manager. I'm like...
That's nice. My manager hated me. My manager fired me.
I got one of my managers fired, actually, now that you think about it.
Oh my God, for what?
For sexual harassment.
You?
Yes. He was, like, staring at me, like, being hella weird and, like, grabbed my ass once and, like, the whole thing.
What?
I like never told that story actually, but I totally happened to me.
That's
he was
crazy.
Super super creepy too, very creepy.
Ew.
And was literally he would be like looking at me when I would like bend over to grab something, and I'd be like,
ew.
Oh, finally, it passed the threshold of a grab.
Psycho. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you got him fired.
Sure did. Mm. Told all the other managers. I'm like, hey, so about him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's got to go. Yeah,
that's
it was crazy.
Wild.
It was wild. It was super wild.
There's no way. My manager literally let me go because he was mad that I wouldn't stay. Like, I went to college in Hawaii, so that's where I was serving.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, are you not staying for Christmas? I'm like, no, I'm going home.
Mm-hmm.
And I only worked, like, 4 days a week. So I was like, I told you this is a part-time thing for me.
Yeah.
He's like, if you want to be, you want to move up in this world, I'm all in the restaurant business.
If you want to be head waiter.
I said, girl, this is money for me to get drunk on the weekends. Come on.
This is fun.
Come on.
This is my just like.
I'm
this
like
is my fun
I leave
job.
Here and I buy a 30 rack for me and my friends. Come on, come on.
And that's all you're like. That,
you think I want like, my future to be here?
No, right. And they act like it's like some huge thing.
Yeah, literally, like it's a lifelong commitment. Like I joined the army when I literally.
Baby, I'm literally I'm passing out croissants.
That's what I'm saying. That's
I don't know
like,
what to tell you, babe.
I'm serving salads like
literally.
Left and right. And I literally I remember he like put me on call. That was his way of firing me.
Ah.
But he was like, we're moving you on call. Like, he basically called me the worst server in the world. I was like, okay. And then I went home and I cried because, you know, I was like.
I mean, it's still like.
I left and I was like, whatever. I don't care. And then I went home and I was like, oh my God. Like, who gets fired from a restaurant job? No, literally, I was devastated. And then he replaces me with a dude. Mind you, he had me training someone that day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was this dude that kept leaving in the middle of our shift to go do drugs in the bathroom. So then at the end, he's like, Drew, I want to talk to you after your shift. And I go, okay, it's probably to like talk about
this guy.
And I was like, girl, do I have some tea for you? This guy was doing meth in the bathroom. Anyways, you're fired. That's what he that's how the conversation goes. He replaces me with that guy. Next day, he comes into my shift, leaves in the middle of it, goes and eats a dessert in the freezer. Gets fired. Because he was high on meth.
Right.
So then he calls me. He's like, are you not coming in for your shift today? Brian, I no longer work
here. Baby, I'm on call.
Babes, I'm remember on call. That? Actually, I quit. So
I'm now taking back the power.
Yeah, so I was like, so.
And now I quit.
Anyway.
That's insane.
Part of my villain origin story.
I see. That makes a lot more sense.
Right?
Now it makes a lot
more
sense.
That was also not the first time I got fired, but that's besides the point. Anyway. Okay, so now we're going to go into the next video, which is actually pretty on brand because you mentioned machismo, right? And so this video was basically someone talking about growing up around her family and basically saying they used to always, like, harp on her that she needed to learn how to cook or else she was never going to find a man.
Right.
And they were saying she said she's always hated machismo and like the whole ideology of it. And she told herself that she would never cook for one. Yeah. She would never cook for one. And her family would tell her that if she didn't cook for her man, then he would beat her. And then when she told them that she'd never let a man get aggressive with her, they would laugh at her, which
that's literally like insane to me.
Your
like,
family's feel like your family, canceled.
Your girly. Family should not, like, you need to find a chosen family.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to choose someone else.
Honestly, family is not always blood. You know what I mean?
True tea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the idea with it, I get it because, like, especially in, like, Latino culture, especially, mm-hmm. like, you know, let's say 10 years ago, 20 years ago, it's very, like, wife stays home, cooks, takes care of the kids.
Very traditional.
Very traditional aspect of it, for sure. And it's very, like, man goes out, works, provides, the end. And, like, that's just what it is. Yeah. And it's just, you know, very aggressive. I'm, like, almost, like praising aggressive kind of nature, which, again, is very, like, just traditionally
what like it is. Yeah, it's, like, dated, archaic.
It's archaic.
Yeah, truly.
It's literally Neanderthal, if you will.
Yeah, and, like,
it's giving large forehead.
Well, the good news is giving Cro-Magnon.
It's giving hump.
It's giving evolution.
It's giving it's whale, giving Darwin. Narwhal. No, but it's just wild to me that like the fact that her family was the one kind of instilling that in her, which is horrible because it's like your family's supposed to be like your backbone.
Yeah,
supportive of your support, you know?
And they're supposed to, like, you'd think they would, like, you know. It's just, like, a cultural, traditional thing, too. I think that's the case with a lot of minority families, too. 100%. It's, like, a generational thing.
Yeah.
And just the fact that they would say that she would get B is just kind of awful. That's horrible.
That's literally horrible.
Yeah, and then it says that the good news is that the plot twist is now she's married to her wife, who never yells or gets aggressive when she doesn't cook for her because she can cook for herself. Which, I mean, women are superior.
I love a lesbian moment.
Right? Amen. Women are Lesbies. Superior, period.
We're all thinking that. It.
We love that.
No, that's awesome. That's really, really cool. I'm glad that she, you know, found her happy place, essentially.
Yeah, honestly. I'm glad she did, too.
And it's hard because, like, in Latino culture, it's very, like, you know, in traditional, like, in more of, like, a white traditional family, it's very, like, okay, everyone's leaving at 18. Like, you're a grown-ass adult. You got to get out of the house.
Yeah.
Latino culture is very, like, you don't leave till you're, like, married.
That's the same. Yeah, that's the same for Samoan culture, too. It's very normal to live at the house for
forever.
A long time.
Like, literally forever.
Even when you're married, when you have kids.
Yes.
And even
moving
then.
Moving back in.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, you leave, you get married, and then you move back in.
Yes.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
So it's just, it's like that, you're, like, in that kind of environment for a lot longer than, like, say, traditionally, you know. Caucasian would be.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, it's, like, even it's more harder of to get a out of, slippery slope.
It's harder to get out of the mindset when you're there for longer.
And, like, also, you don't want to upset your family because it's also, like, such a close bond that you share.
I know.
So, it's, like, it's such a give and take.
It's a fine line.
Yeah, it's pretty horrible. But I'm glad you chose you, girl.
Me
you
too,
deserve
honestly.
It. And so, the comments on this, like, this first one says, my family did this, and I blatantly refused to learn how to cook because of this. Now I'm living on ramen, but I'm spiteful. Honestly, me, Patti LaBelle, Patti WAP, take it to my grave.
Absolutely.
Right? She's like, I've clocked out. I'm never learning.
That's literally me. I literally don't know how to cook. So there's that.
You know what's so, like, crazy is, like, my boyfriend loves to cook. He loves to cook, and he loves to cook for me.
That's so cute.
Right?
Does he have a twin? Does he have a gay twin?
I'll check. I'll check that family tree.
Yeah, yeah, I need you to go down the line.
I'll search it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave
cousins
here.
Cousins of cousins of cousins.
I'm going to get a 23andMe. I'm going to go. I'm going to
spit in this.
I'm like, it's for research. Trust me. It's for work.
That's yes, what for I work. It's for work purposes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this next one says, I cook for my boyfriend, but he does cleaning and laundry and helps around the house so much. He helps me out so much. He never lets me do anything alone. Period.
I think that's perfect. Love that's that. Exactly like what I think it's an equal partnership. That's what
I yeah I think that's such a like a balancing act too, because mm-hmm. that's like something that I like in Samoan culture, like men do all the cooking and cleaning. So like my dad does the majority of cooking and cleaning, like
yeah.
my mom works all the time, my dad works too, but like my dad prefers to cook and clean.
Yeah,
so like that's just like something that's been so normalized yeah. to me. So when I see like the rotten garbage on TikTok when they're like, my wife should be in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And in the same sandwich. And in the same note, they're like, and recount the votes. You know what I mean?
Oh
like,
my,
all in the same breath. Yeah, they're like, and don't
wearing the red
don't
hat.
Tread on me. It's all in the same breath. You know what
100%.
I mean? 100%.
Yeah. I want my gun still.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come and take them. Yes. You want to come you. And take them.
I dare you take them.
Like literally, when I see that shit, it's just so polar opposite to what I've grown up totally. Seeing. So I guess that's like, it's something that's cool. That's, I don't know if it's unique to my culture, but like men do all the cooking and cleaning and like women like take care of babies and elderly.
Got it.
So like, that's kind of like how it works in my family. But like my boyfriend cooks and cleans. I cook and clean. It's like, I mean, he cooks more than I do.
Yeah.
I won't lie to you.
Don't even try. Don't even try to find
it. I mean, I use the shit out of a DoorDash app. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. That's literally, I don't cook, so that's literally service. All I do.
Okay, so now we're going to play a fun little gamey game, right? And it's called Are You Toxic? Are You?
By Britney Spears.
She comes out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she just comes out, starts performing.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, I wish.
I mean, who knows? Maybe a little.
I know. I think that's what we were just saying.
We have a little.
I think everyone's a teensy bit.
I think so.
But I think it's also like about like, you know.
Balance.
Choosing work-life balance.
Work-life balance.
Girl boss balance. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? As a girl boss myself, it's very important to balance the toxicity.
I completely agree. As a girl boss myself,
yeah.
I agree.
There you go. See? It's like venom. Like I have to expel it every now and then.
Yeah.
Little, you know what I mean? Yeah, just
a little like the little cups that they use.
Yeah. Just,
uh-huh.
When they drain it out.
Yeah,
when
they're draining. Uh-huh.
That's me.
A milking?
Every morning, yeah, I milk myself. My toxicity.
I also milk myself, there you but not go. In the morning.
Perfect. Okay, so I'm going to ask you questions to see if you have traits of toxic masculinity or traits of healthy masculinity.
Oh, okay.
So first question, you're magically back to being 10 years old and your sister has stolen your Game Boy Color and never returns it. Do you A, express your feelings, B, tell your mom and she tells you to cry, C, tell your dad and he tells you boys don't cry and tough it out, or D, fight your sister?
Well,
I don't know if you have a sister.
I don't.
You have a brother.
I've got two little brothers. Yeah.
Oh, you have a brother. Okay, you have brothers.
So I think I would, realistically, it would be like B, I would like tell my mom and dad. I'm like, okay, you guys handle this.
Yeah.
They're my siblings, but like you guys are the parents.
You tell
like,
you tell like, HR. That's so what listen, you tell
them. No, literally, that's, I'm not kidding you. There was, oh my God, I'm having a flashback. Literally, it was like one birthday yeah. that it was my brother's birthday.
Yeah.
And he had said something to me that was so mean and so rude and so nasty. And I told my mom and she was like, because of how bad that was, you got to take one of his toys. And I was like, I want the blow pens. Where it's like, the one like,
yeah,
and
yeah.
it's like color.
Yeah.
And I was like, see, then you'll learn your lesson, huh?
You're all there.
But I didn't like deal with it with him because I was like, what do I say?
No, I'm going above you.
I'm going above your pay grade.
I'm going straight
and I'm
to
going
the
straight
CEO.
To mom.
I'm going straight to
mom. And look, and I got a toy for it.
And take that bitch.
Take it.
Honestly.
So I don't even know what if that was toxic or not, but I didn't. And I took the blow pens and I loved them.
That's so fucking funny. Honestly, I think I would do the same.
Yeah.
When I was little, though, I might fight my sister. I might just duke it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, why not?
I just start attacking her. And then I fight my mom. I get in trouble with my mom.
Oh, my God. After,
because I chose to fight my sister. So, you know, lose-lose for
it's
me.
It's a lose-lose.
It's a lose-lose. 100%. Yeah.
I think I was always bigger than my brothers. I'm 4 years older than my middle one and then 8 years older than my littlest one.
Okay.
So I was always so much bigger, so I knew that I couldn't, like, fight them because, like, I would hurt them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm a middle child. So my sister is 2 years older than me.
Uh-huh.
But then my brother's 9 years younger than me. So I have a baby brother, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, like, him, he's, like, he was raised so like far away from me. I was like an adult already, right, practically, like when he was a baby. So I did want to fight him. I still want to fight him.
Every day.
I don't care how big he gets.
You're fighting demons just enough.
I don't care how big he gets. I'll put him on his back. I don't care how big he gets. He's bigger than me now, but I don't care.
Yeah, you don't care.
Mm-mm. I was like, I'll put you in the dirt, dude.
Uh-huh.
Don't play with me.
That's literally my dad still to this day with all three of us.
Yeah, he's like literally.
I'll still beat you as
well. Yeah, that's my mom to us too.
You have arthritis. Let's calm down.
You're like, okay, big talk.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one says, a certain famous TikToker publicly roasts you. Do you A, fight fire with fire, B, address the disrespect, C, lock it up, or D, drop her photo in the group chat?
I'm dropping the photo in the group chat, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like telling all my friends about it and venting to my friends about it.
Yeah.
Rather than like venting publicly about it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want it to be like a full situation. Because I think most of the times if someone's trying you like that, they're actually wanting your attention. Mm-hmm. Especially because it's literally happened to me, I'm not kidding you, like a couple months ago with this like female blogger.
Yeah.
And she was like calling me out by name, trying me like fully.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not even gonna like pay attention to this. I'm just gonna go ahead and like talk to my friends about it.
Yeah.
And just like let it be bygones be bygones.
Oh my gosh, me too. Cause I'm literally like an infant in this world. So yes. Like when I have to deal with this stuff now, cause obviously like men be trying me all the time.
All the day.
On TikTok all the time. But it's like so obvious to me now when it's like for like
they're
clicks.
Beating you when they're trying to beat you.
Yeah, they're trying to goad me into a fight.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's funny because you have rocks in your head if you think I'm like on the same level as you.
100%.
That's why I was like, nah, dude.
That's exactly what I felt with her too. I'm like, we're not on the same
level. I was literally you have 2,000 followers. Like, what do I get out of doing that? Nothing.
Literally nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
That's why for me, I'm like, I'd rather just vent about it to my friends. Same. And like, keep it moving.
I do it privately.
Yeah.
And they almost hate that more.
I know they do because then the next day, they do it again.
Yeah,
and
they try you. They just keep again, poking,
like, and then tag you again.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I don't know what you're asking for, girl.
You're like, girl, I'm booked and busy.
I'm sorry, like I'm literally running an empire.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I was like, I mean,
sucks to suck.
That's all, Mal. Thanks for the house, though. Anyways.
Me.
No, seriously.
No, literally.
Okay, this next one says, a female friend tries to explain a situation that she's in and seeks your input. Do you A, ask her to keep female bullshit to herself, B, create the emotional space to allow her to vent, C, tell her to consult her friends, or D, flex in the bathroom stall and send her the photo?
A. No, no, definitely B. I'm definitely like, I feel like I'm actually a really good communicator.
Me too.
When it comes to like talking about like feelings, being empathetic, sympathetic, and anything like that. Like, I feel like I'm one of the people that people like my friends go to talk about certain situations going on. Something that I can be an empath. I'm very empathetic as a person.
Me too.
I'm not gonna be like I'm an empath because I think that's fucking weird.
As an empath,
I think it's very. I'm like no. But I think I can understand a lot of people's feelings, especially because I was a people pleaser. Like my whole entire life was trying to understand people's feelings so that I can like mold myself to what they needed.
Yeah,
you know. So I feel like as an adult, I can like see that and be like, okay, I understand where you're coming from, and I can be
like,
there for you.
See where they're coming from and kind of like relate a little bit more. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's your sign?
I'm an Aries.
Ooh, Aries man.
Uh-huh.
That's so interesting.
I know, and I've heard like trauma about Aries men.
No, that's why I'm like
terrifying. Oh. But I'm also like, my rising and my moon are like Sag and Leo. So I'm literally triple fire.
You're a Leo moon? Or a Leo rising?
I have to look it up on the thingy. Oh, okay. I don't remember.
I was going to say, I'm a Sagittarius rising.
Really?
I'm a Virgo. Yeah. I'm so like.
Virgos are my favorite sign of all time.
Really?
My best friend's a Virgo.
Oh, I love that.
My best friend in high school is a Virgo.
Yeah. See, you could literally tell. You could tell.
The guy
Virgos.
I'm talking to is a Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
I literally love Virgos,
really?
Dude.
Yes. I love that.
No, they're the best. You guys are the best. Seriously.
Period. You heard it here.
I'm like, horny
can't
for
believe,
Virgos,
I can't
Virgo.
Believe you're an Aries. That blows my mind.
No, it's shocking.
Especially
it's
since you're shocking. So empathetic.
I know. But I think that's more so not even with my sign.
That's with
maybe
maturity.
That's the trauma. That's the trauma.
But see,
that's the trauma.
You just blown and going when you were young.
Yeah.
That's Aries.
That's Aries.
That's Aries.
That's Aries
right
energy.
There.
And I was very like, I would like blow through guys really quickly. Yeah. I would get very bored.
Yes.
I was like, okay, like what's next?
Aries men just be starting fires and then just
and
be
walking
like,
away.
See you later.
No, that was 100% me. But I mean, maturity.
Yeah.
Trauma. All those things that come with it.
You're
also like the fact that like, because I have, you know, a substantial following and things like that, it's made me mature so much faster than it would if I didn't, because I feel like when you have people that look up to you, like you want to be a person that they look up to.
Yeah.
So like you in turn, you kind of like just make yourself a better version of yourself,
right?
Because you want to be someone that's worthy of like this platform.
Dude, not to be a Euphoria girly, but did you watch the finale?
Of course I did.
Okay, so you know how like at the end, Rue goes, the thought of being a good person makes you want to be a good person.
Uh-huh.
Period.
But it's the truth.
That's like what like being that an dead influencer ass is like.
Yeah. Is literally what it is. It's like you want to be good for people because they're looking up to you.
Yeah, and it's
like,
enough to make you want to try.
It makes you want to try.
Yeah.
And that's how it was like for me since I started when I was 24. Since then.
Love I've been that. Trying. Mm-hmm. I love that you're an Aries man because then it gives me perspective. I love meeting men of different signs.
It's so fun.
And you're talking to a Virgo man.
I am. Isn't that the gag?
Yeah. How's that going?
It's going good. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
But I feel like Virgos have always been like very like kind of organized and very like put together and very like driven with what they want.
Yeah.
So that's like how I've always seen Virgos.
Love that. I was like, Virgo men have been like very testy with me in the past.
Have they?
Yeah.
I mean, but that's because it's going good right now. Right.
So that's what, you know what I mean? So like that's like too much for me.
It's going good now. But like what if? You never know.
But see, that's the Aries
you never
in
know.
You.
That's
waiting
the
for
Aries
the other shoe to drop. That's
like,
the Aries in you.
I'm like, do I have to stop liking you first before you start?
Yeah,
like
that's
me?
Literally quitting before you get fired. That's the Aries
that's
thing.
See, that's me. That is me. I'm like, so do you still like me or do I have to start talking to someone else?
Yeah. Hmm? Tell me now, because if that's the case, I've never liked you.
No, literally, that is me to a T. I'm like, oh, that's fine, because like I literally never cared as I'm crying in the shower. Yeah.
Girl, that's totally fine. That's great.
I'm like, don't care.
That's honestly perfect because I hate you. So.
Good, because I don't follow you anyway.
Yeah, so, and I just blocked you on everything. So.
Yeah, so
timing's
you'll never
perfect.
Find me again.
Timing kind of works out.
But you know what the gag is, though? I feel like a lot of times when I'm talking to guys, like they'll put me in the, like, say they're putting me in the friend zone. I'm like, oh, you know, I'm just feeling, I'm like, okay, no, all good. It sounds good. It's months later, they're like, you know what? I completely changed my mind. Like, I actually really do like you. And I'm like, that's funny because I actually closed that door already. For me, like, once I closed the door and I moved on, I'm never going back.
Yeah.
I literally physically can't. Like, my body will not let me.
It
I'm like, oh, no, sorry. Like, it's like a trauma response. It's like, don't trust them again. And I literally will not date them. I'm not kidding. Even if I liked them before, I'm like, too bad you lost your chance.
Too bad, so sad. Don't care.
Don't care.
We're moving on.
And we're not going to be friends either.
Well, that's another thing, too, about Aries is that they move on, but they never forget.
Oh, no.
Never.
No, honestly, it'll always, I mean, I am
stored away.
Yeah, it's there. It's in the back. It's in the crevices.
Yeah.
It's in the crevices of my brain.
Just in case you need it.
Yeah.
To remember.
No flat brain here. Remember it all.
Oh my God, I love that. Okay. So, based off all your points, honestly,
I'm scared.
Honestly, I think you're more so leaning towards healthy.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
a good lean.
But some of your stuff was so like middle of the road that I was like.
But the answers were literally like the fucking options were literally like go flex in a mirror, or tell her stop being a bitch.
Oh yeah,
it's like
tell
okay,
her to, tell her to get over herself.
Yeah,
tell her she's a big idiot.
Or cry on your shoulder.
Or so be like, there. Or be there for
or
her.
Be there for her and be an empathetic human. I'm like,
pretty yeah. So you could be lying to me.
No,
that's
I
also an Aries thing.
No.
That's also an Aries man thing.
No, I seriously, like, those are all things I would definitely do. Like,
yeah.
The ones I answered.
You know what I'll say, though, about, I'm sorry, we're talking about astrological signs too much, but I'll say about Aries men, they're so good at, like, getting along with anybody.
I've heard that. They just
blend.
A million times.
Yeah, they blend so effortlessly with
so
anybody.
So not only am I an Aries, but I was a people pleaser as a child. So it's
there
like,
you
can you imagine me, like, and throw me in the deserts of Abu Dhabi. And baby, I'm riding the camel.
Yeah, you're making friends.
We're going to be friends.
You can make friends anywhere.
I will make it happen. I was like, don't mean the Amazon?
That's truly an Aries.
People eating people?
Yeah, characteristic.
They ain't eating me.
They
nope. Put the bones on my head too.
No,
we're
literally,
fine.
Literally, we're like, we're good.
We're going to be, I'm going to be just fine.
Don't
you worry.
We're doing just fine.
Yeah.
That's
hey,
such, girly. That's such an Aries thing. Like, yes. You guys can just blend with anybody. That's
like
why
that.
Some people think y'all are like fake.
I totally
that's why
that
people
too.
Think that, but it's 100%. I don't see it that way. You know, everything's like up for interpretation.
100%.
So I don't see it that way. I see it as like you guys can just get along with anybody.
I'm just trying to get along. I'm literally just want to get along. I'm not trying to have strife with anyone either.
Yeah.
I want it to be like a good vibe.
That's
and
that's
chill.
Another thing too. They strive for no conflict.
I don't want conflict.
At all. They don't care.
I don't want to deal with it.
You don't
ever.
Care like care enough to engage in conflict.
Exactly. I'm like I'm going to go play with makeup now.
Yeah, all right. See ya.
Yeah, I don't care.
See ya in my big, beautiful home.
Yeah.
With Zaya.
Yeah, with Zaya. Where's she going to tell?
I love Zaya.
Oh, she's like truly, she's
so cute.
She's you. She's you.
Oh, I love her.
Like an icon, a legend.
Yeah.
And just
gorgeous.
And gorgeous.
Picture perfect.
Yeah, a model.
Constantly. Zaya is Manny's dog, by the way. Yeah. For all of those of you who don't know, for you fake Manny MUA fans that don't know.
Wow.
I was there on the ground floor when you
You've
got
been there running.
I've been watching those YouTube videos. Yes. I was like, this bitch got a new house.
Uh-huh.
She got Zaya.
Mm-hmm.
She's leveling up.
I mean, I'm just like a Pokemon.
Right?
New evolution.
Every time.
The Moonstone.
Okay, so that's going to do it for this episode of the Comment Section Show. I want to thank the beautiful, slutty, amazing Manny MUA for joining me today. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
I adore you. I love you too. I'm so in love with you. I've been staring in your eyes. I'm back to jerking you right off.
Please. I need milked, like I said earlier.
I'm right back to it. I'm on that teat, bitch.
Please. I have 8 teats, like a little cat. Nick. Which one do you want?
Like, whichever.
Which one?
However many can fit in my mouth, honestly. Perfect. All of them. D, all of the above. That's the quiz.
No, not
that's
the quiz.
That's the next game. That's the next quiz. That was literally me. Quiz.
In high school and in college. D, for all the above.
Perfect.
And I graduated. I got through it.
There you go. Period. That's all that matters. And I want to thank Manny so much for joining us today. And I also want the people to know wherever they can find you. Do you have anything amazing that you want to promote?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just on socials, Manny MUA 733 yes. That's like my handle.
Yes.
I also have a podcast with not with Lunar Beauty, with my best friend Laura called Full Coverage.
Love it.
Absolutely love doing that. It's really, really fun.
Yay. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am just so incredibly honored to sit with the ledge. The ledge herself, Manny MUA 733.
Period.
Love that. And Lunar Beauty.
And Lunar Beauty, of course, my brand, Lunar Beauty. I'm literally wearing it on my whole face.
Yes.
Not me being like the CEO and being like,
that's
she's
it.
Cute. Yeah.
That's like, it. That's nothing all. Else. Nothing else.
And of course, lunarbeauty.com.
Yes. Love that. And for those of you who want to be featured on the next episode of the Comment Section Show, please make sure to tag me and all the TikToks you want me to bring here and rip like a phone book.
Please.
Like the most toxic asshole. Masculine men.
Yes.
I'm just going to rip them right open.
Clean their taint.
I'm going to end that gooch.
Yes.
I'm going to go to town.
Please.
I'm going to paint
it with
the town red
literal
down there.
Scrubber.
Right? Do you ever see people who don't wash themselves with like loofahs or gloves? Have you ever seen that?
What do you mean who don't wash themselves with that?
Like sometimes, you've never seen like dudes like showers, they don't have anything to wash themselves? There's just soap in there.
So what the fuck do they do?
They just free
with their hand?
They just be, yeah.
I mean, like, it's better than nothing.
But are they really using it? Who knows?
Oh, honestly, I don't know. That's a mystery. That's
they're
unsolved mysteries
right there.
They're
sticking that bare hand in between your cheeks. Who's doing that? Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
I have a nice little Japanese material that's scrubbing
I have,
gorgeously.
Like, little gloves that I literally
so
put
smart.
On.
That's so
smart. And I scrub.
I need to do that. I'm actually going to totally
Men,
do that.
Men, go get a pair.
Get a glove.
Anyways, that's...
Wrap it up. Get a glove. Don't procreate.
Do yourself a favor.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the Comment Section Show. If you want to watch full episodes, be sure to subscribe to Past Your Bedtime on YouTube. And also, you can stream in on all streaming platforms available everywhere every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you for joining us today. Bye.